Magnolia Public Schools. We're going to get started with our regular board meeting of the Magnolia Public Schools Board of Directors. Today is March 5th. It is now 6:38 p.m. Just as a reminder, our meetings are being recorded, and please state your name before speaking, as we do have board members on the line. Okay, Rabbi Velia, can you please call the meeting to order at 6:38?
The meeting is now called to order at 6:38.
Thank you. I'll go ahead and take roll. Rabbi Velia?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanel? Ms. Gonzalez?
Here.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Here.
Mr. Orzov?
Yeah.
Dr. Dickbush? Mr. Galdia?
Yeah.
Thank you. We have our quorum. We are missing for now Dr. Yapanel and Dr. Dickbush. With that, if everyone can please rise, we will do our Pledge of Allegiance. Put your right hand over your heart. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Next, we have approval of the agenda. One of our board members can move to approve the agenda as presented.
I'll move for the agenda to be approved as presented.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez.
I'll second.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. I'll take both. Rabbi Velia?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Mr. Galdia?
Yes.
Mr. Orzov?
Yes.
Thank you. The agenda has been approved. Next, we have public comments. We did not have any speaker forms completed, so we will move on to our communication from our CEO and Superintendent, Mr. Rubalcaba.
All right. Good evening, everyone. I have quite a bit of communication, so bear with me. This is Alfredo Rubalcaba, Superintendent of Magnolia Public Schools. First is I wanted to inform you that the California Department of Education did send us a letter of good standing with our Magnolia Science Academy Santa Ana charter petition, which means that we are living up to the promise we made to the community in Santa Ana. So I do want to thank all the board members that were able to participate, Sharat and also Sardar, in our meeting February 5th and the 6th. So it was a two-day oversight visit. They interviewed staff, parents, teachers, the whole community, and from that meeting, they give us feedback in terms of how we're doing. So again, the first letter that goes out, you're in compliance with your charter petition, thank you. And if they will send us, they also mentioned that they will send us future correspondence to make sure that if they have any questions around academics or our fiscal operations, that we're able to answer it. So with that, again, thank you, board members. Also thank the staff at Santa Ana Home Office that collaboratively worked together to plan those 2 days in order for us to get this letter of good standing. Secondly, I'm going to turn it over to our Dinchar Jar. As all of you know, we have our wonderful symposium that is coming up, and I want to allow him to give us the know-how of what's going to happen.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Arvind Chajar, Chief Academic Officer. As you know, we do three times a year Magnolia-wide professional development days, and our spring one is coming tomorrow at MSA 1. We'll be doing our spring symposium at the new facility with over 250 educators joining us from all of our 10 schools. This is a day where we come all together, learn from each other. We also have presenters joining us from outside, especially this time we have an institution called CAST, all the way from Massachusetts. This organization has developed a framework called Universal Design for Learning, where we address each and every individual student's needs based on their backgrounds, needs, interests. It's a good opportunity for our teachers to learn the good practices and apply into their classroom. So I will have four presenters from that organization. And this is possible because of the funds we applied to California Department of Education through our MTSS, multi-tiered system of support grant initiative. We are doing this professional development tomorrow. We also have a number of other presenters, including our staff presenters. All of our admin and teachers will be joining us. We'll have a full day of learning. Thank you. And you're all invited. We have a keynote speaker, so we have a time for you to address the staff as well, so if you can join us. Thank you.
All right, number three, numero tres, we're going to give out awards and certificates to our wonderful Los Lobos community. So en este momento vamos a reconocer a nuestros miembros de la comunidad de Los Lobos y con eso tenemos certificados para todos los participantes o que están reconocidos. Y también quiero llamar, I want to call Mr. Ali Kaplan. Come on up here, sir. You're just sitting up here with me, standing and taking nice pictures.
Sure, yeah.
And shaking hands, no worries. So Barbara has the certificates. As we always like to do, is always important for us to recognize...
The top are present.
All right, the top are present. So those that are not present, we'll make sure that we give to them. So, this specific one, este certificado, I don't know if you want to give background
to
it, and then I'll translate.
So, this first certificate goes to Nicole Villa Gomez. She's in 10th grade. Since 6th grade, she's with us and she's on the accelerated math program. This year, she's taking a dual enrollment class through an admission college and completing a 6th course. And also, she's helping with school-wide events, passing out reflection slips. She's on the reflection committee as well. She has been a great asset to our school.
All right, come on up, Nicole. Congratulations. There you go. Now you have to take the customary pictures.
Oh, boy.
Hold that. Come up with Mr. Ali. We're going to call our chair up here to come up and take a picture with you as well. So con eso dijo muchas cosas maravillosas, muy involucrada, no solo académicamente, pero en la escuela, las operaciones, so estamos muy agradecidos por tenerla como una alumna en nuestras escuelas.
First year.
Yeah,
okay. Here, please. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
The friend is here.
That's this one.
Yeah, that one.
You're smart. You're staying up here. That's
okay. Okay. So second certificate goes to our president of parent committee, Elizabeth Asensio. She's always around whenever we need help with anything, culmination, fundraising. She's always with us. Thank you, Ms. Elizabeth.
Felicidades. Gracias. Aquí una foto. You two young man, you make your mom shine.
Come on in here.
It's a family picture, huh?
Okay, now here. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Gracias por
this one. So, from our staff members, Ms. Denise Burns has been a great asset as a teacher. She started a lot of new programs, after school clubs. Also, she's taking the lead on the trip to New York and Washington, D.C. every year. She's very artsy. Always we are sending, although we don't have a legitimate art class, She has an art club, she runs the program, and we are able to participate in our STEAM program, STEAM Expo, every year. Thank you, Ms. Burris.
All right.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations. There you go.
Congratulations.
Now the wonderful picture.
Thank you.
Now here, please.
Thank you.
Right. And last but not least,
yeah, Mr. Fauzash, he has been the pillar of the school since 2011-12. He's our department chair, helped us to establish a strong math program. We started off with 5%, now we're 39% in SPEC. And he's a leader in home visit, reaching out to parents. he's very well respected professional in our Los Lobos community. Thank you, Mr. Fazla.
All right.
Thank
you. All right, and I just want to recognize for the record these the following people that could not be with us tonight, but I do want to mention the name, Armando Miguel.
He's our soccer coach and a parent.
Mayeli Portillo.
She's on our reflection committee, helping out with our reflections daily.
And Valerie Malagon.
She's in our first graduating class and got accepted by several four-year colleges, and she's doing great.
All right, so we will accept this on their behalf, and you guys make sure to thank them. Good job. All right, next. As in any organization, sometimes we do have instances where we lose one of our own. So I did want to, you know, thank that person who we were losing. And when I say losing physically, but in terms of emotionally, in terms of reaching out, we'll be able to reach that person. But I just want to thank that person for his dedicated service over the last year to our organization. And he's obviously been one of our strong pillars of, you know, servicemanship when it comes to providing services. So with that, I just want to say thank you, Sharat, whose last board meeting as a board member will be today. So I just wanted to, on behalf of the MPS community and family, to say thank you. Any words of encouragement or any words of wisdom as we educate kids to college and career and beyond?
Hi, everyone. Thank you very much, Alfredo. It was an honor for me to serve as a board member. Since I have background experience with this foundation, I worked as a teacher for 6 years. Started in California, LA area, and then moved on to Orange County and had great memories, competed a lot, worked with a lot of students.
I got a pickup as well.
And and just a board member portion of it, of this journey, which ends today. And, I'm always open.
Please
reach out.
Please stay on the line, please. Thank you.
So just wanted to thank everybody. I learned a lot, and I'm sure you guys will be doing a great job leading this foundation further. Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Thank you, Mr.
Gilbert. Thank you. Appreciate it. And we won't put a fundraising tag behind him as he goes into the real world, but our kiddos and communities always need the extra money or funds to...
Money?
So hopefully, but thank you. Thank you again. And then fifth, I just obviously wanted to give the board an update and the community an update of what's happening within our communities when it comes to the coronavirus. As all of you know, yesterday, a state of emergency from Governor Newsom and also LA Mayor Garcetti also declared a state of emergency for LA. So since that time and before that time, from a communication standpoint with all of our stakeholders, from a standpoint of working with schools to make sure that we're taking preventative measures to make sure that this does not spread, we've been doing quite a few things. And I have Redinch, I have Brenda and Ismail who could talk about some of the things we've done. But for us, you know, ensuring that the safety of our students is first and foremost on our minds. So we've been working very closely with the CDC. We've been very closely with the LA County Department of Public Health, California Department of Public Health, LAUSD, LACO has also been very helpful with us to not only send out communications, but make sure that our schools are ready and are taking all measures to make sure that our kids are safe. And as all of you know, this is changing every second. So we just have to be very just vigilant and also be very collaborative, because with that, if things do accelerate, we have to be able to be nimble and respond to that. So I'll turn it over to Erdinch or Brenda or Ismail to give just any updates that I didn't capture in my introduction. We'll start with Erdinch.
Good afternoon, everyone. So we have a response operation plan for this type of cases. So we're constantly updating with the information we receive from CDC, County Health Office of Departments, and adjusting our preparedness. And with that, you know, we've done a couple communications to the parents, staff, and then students as well, in terms of good, you know, hygiene, you know, and then all those good practices that were recommended by CDC and county health departments. As precautions, we are also holding our field trips for the upcoming 2-3 weeks to the areas that our students will be interacting with other groups or people or in other places. So that's kind of a bold measure at this point. you know, other than that, facility-wise, the co-located places, LAUSD, the cleaning crew and custodians, they are, you know, they fortified their measures in terms of cleaning, disinfecting, and making sure high use areas are, you know, cleaned. And similarly, we're replicating the similar practices in our non-co-located facilities. Obviously, there are lots of questions and concerns from our parents and staff in case of what if these things escalate and we need to either you know, disrupt learning from that. And also we have a brainstorming in terms of our access to our curriculum. We're fully digital, we have Chromebooks and laptops, so you know, in case things and all of our curriculum is digital as well, in case things go in different directions, we'll be ready to continue, you know, educating our kids and them instruction.
So with that, just to be clear, thank you, Erdinch. So just to be clear, if we did decide to close the school, that would be done in conjunction with the LA County Department of Public Health. They would be the ones that would tell us, hey, based on the analysis, we're recommending that you close, and we could not supersede that. So for us, is if it ever did get to that point, they would come in and do a case-by-case, you know, kind of analysis. So that's something that is being done again with these partners when it comes to this closure of schools. And as Erdinch Adar said, in terms of what that means in curriculum and those things, that's something that obviously we'll think about and create. Anything you wanted to add, Dr. Lopez?
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So there's Dr. Lopez. So as Mr. Ajar explained, we are definitely moving quickly to make sure that our standard operating procedures regarding how to, you know, be preventative and prepare pre and also if we needed to intervene at any point with the guidance of the CDC, that's something that we would have in place. As he explained, our biggest thing is really to communicate to our families and our community that we want to continue to reinforce a universal approach to, you know, hygiene, making sure that we're following protocol as a, we're talking about tier one intervention, making sure that we washing our hands, best practices, staying in places where, you know, people aren't sick, things like that. So that's really what's been the focus of our communication with families, just being heavily focused on preventative measures and then continuously being transparent with our ongoing guidance with CDC. Thank you.
All right. And lastly, Ismail, anything you want to add on the communications front?
Yes, hi, good evening, board members. This is Ismail, Social Director of Development and Communications. Just to echo some of the items that were mentioned by Alfredo and Dr. Lopez and Erdinch, we are communicating as often as we can with our families. We are following the guidance of our county authorizer, the LA County Office of for Education, who is in alignment, as the president mentioned, with the LA County Public Health Department. And so as alerts come our way, we make sure that we communicate those resources and those tools and tips, many of which are precautionary, with our families. And so for us, it's utilizing our platform, which is Parent Square, which does instant communication with our family via text, via voice, via email. Again, we are staying on top of items. We are making sure we're communicating with all of our stakeholders, including staff and our parents. So that's my latest update.
So with that, that concludes my updates. Any questions on any of the items that we discussed? Staff is here available to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Roca. We'll move on to approval of minutes. So these are the minutes from our last board meeting that took place February 13th. If I can have a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
I make the motion.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Thank you, Mr. Galdiev. And just as an announcement, Dr. Yapanel has joined us. Okay, I'll go ahead and take votes for our minutes. Yes. Rabbi Belia?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanel?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Mr. Orozov?
Yes.
Mr. Galdia?
Yes.
Thank you. Minutes have been approved. Next, we have our closed session. Rabbi Belia, can you please announce the items that will be discussed?
We have a number of issues in closed session that deal with litigation, and we also have some employee issues.
Thank you, and the board will report
be reporting out.
Thank you. So at this time, we go into closed session. Everyone on the line, you can go ahead, remote site. You can call off, and I will let you know when it's time to call back in.
Tool, are we ready?
Yes, good evening, everyone. We're back into open session again. This is Barbara from Magnolia Public Schools.
And this is Chaim Beliak reporting out regarding the closed session. We've discussed matters and given instruction to staff to act accordingly.
Is that all the actions?
That's it.
Thank you, Rabbi Beliak. So we'll go into consent items. Mr. Yomas, have you joined us?
Hello?
Yes, I'm on the line.
We're looking for a star.
David Starr is there.
Go ahead, Mr. Yomas. That is our Chief Accountability Officer, Mr. Yomas, who is going to present on our one consent item, approval of 2019-20 compliance monitoring and certification of governing board compliance review for MSA Santa Ana.
Okay. Get set.
Mr. Yomas? Did we lose you? Mr. Yomas?
Hey, Barbara, do you hear me?
Now I do, yes. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that. So, good evening, board members and public. This is David Yomas, the Chief Accountability Officer. In front of you is a compliance item for Magnolia Science Academy Santa Ana. Our authorizer, the State Board of Education, is asking that the board approve this item and the board chair sign the certification document that assures we are compliant with all those items, 10 items listed on the document, ranging from like, governing board meetings, Brown Act, UCP, 8 emergency meetings and all of those. We already monitor all of these activities and make sure we are compliant. So this is like a formality document that we sign as evidence of our like assurance that we follow them. And this is gonna be coming in front of you every year. This is very similar to the LAUSD compliance document now that the CD has started the same procedure.
any questions?
Do you have any questions?
Okay, if there are no questions, the motion would be to approve this item under consent. So the item is approval of 2019-20 compliance monitoring and certification of governing board compliance review for MSA Santa Ana under consent agenda. Do we have someone who'd like to make the motion?
I would like the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Galdia.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. So I'll go ahead and take votes. Rabbi Belia?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanel?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Mr. Galdia?
Yes.
Mr. Orizal?
Yes.
Thank you. The item has been approved. Next, we have our regular action items. First item is approval of MPS board meeting protocols policy, and our CEO, Mr. Rubalcaba, will present.
Yes, good evening, board members. As you know, as of January 1st, 2020, SB 126 was passed, which means all charter schools had to follow the Brown Act, the Political Reform Act, the Public Records Act, and Government Code 1090, which we were doing anyways. But with that, at our first board meeting in January, we obviously ran our systems in adherence to SB 126, but we also had a chance to reflect on some of the things that we needed more follow-up with in regards to how we conduct a meeting, especially with involving our stakeholders. So we went ahead and learned from our January meeting at MSA 3 Carson in developing some of these protocols. Some of these protocols we already followed, but we hadn't codified them into policy. So that's what we're doing today. And I'll turn it over to Barbara, who's been working with YMC on this, just to kind of go over about just three examples of what that looks like now that we're adopting these protocols.
So for the most part, it's things that we are already doing, but it shows everyone who is involved how to refer to what are the protocols. So one of them was the speaker cards. So we now request speaker cards before any public comments, especially now that we're getting public comments on each item. So the speaker cards state, whoever's filling them out, what item they are wanting to speak on. So that is one of them. Also, it formalizes the way that we accept items. So if the board decides to put an item on the agenda, or if there's a member of the public who would like to have an item on the agenda, it states that as well. Other than that, it's just things that we are already doing. But again, it's just for the organization itself to have something to hand to the community to say this is what we follow, instead of us verbally explaining every time. Any questions?
I have a question. So for the 72-hour prior, for each regular meeting, if we have any changes to any item, we can still present it like the day of the meeting and the 24 as well for the committee meeting.
The 72 hours and 24 hours is specific to the agenda. So the agenda itself can't change. Where the reports can have changes as long as they're verbally explained. But the agenda itself cannot change after those times.
So when we've had items that, like, we today have to change in the agenda, how do we...
You mean in the report itself, not the agenda?
No, on the agenda.
You like, mean there's the special, been items, special board meetings.
There's been items that we've had...
But that becomes an addendum to the agenda.
That's why, because we had that last board meeting. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, so the reports are able to be updated, but the agenda itself doesn't, because we do send it to authorizers 72 hours in advance.
And it's on board on track as well. Mm-hmm.
But the reports, like these can be changed, but not the actual agenda. Not the one page.
So, for instance,
so the agenda has the item that we're going to talk about.
Right, the title.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The title.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we can change what we are moving.
The motion.
Yes.
The motion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fine, as long as the title.
Yes, because the title is for anyone from the public to reference and to know, hey, they're talking about this tonight, I want to join.
Okay, even if we reword
the motion.
The title won't change, it's more just the motion.
Yeah, because the agenda's not specific on what motion you're doing, because at the end you can decide not to approve it.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
I think it's just good sense that everybody sort of read this over a couple of times just to be sure that they're comfortable with it. I read it over a couple of times and it's pretty straightforward, but it'll allow us to be, I think, more efficient and have some defenses against interminable interruptions.
Mm-hmm. And this was created by our law firm.
Yes.
We have a law firm?
Yeah.
Does this need a motion?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If no questions, the motion is just to approve the Magnolia Public Schools board meeting protocols.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Thank you, Mr. Galvia. I'll take votes. Rabbi Belia?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanel? Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Mr. Galdia?
Yes.
Mr. Orozov?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanel? Okay. I will
move. Yes.
Thank you. Okay. So the motion carries. Next we have item 4B, approval of the 2019-20 second interim financial report and the 2019-20 revised budget. This was recommended approval from our finance committee earlier today. Mr. Orozov, would you like to speak on behalf of the committee as the chair?
Yes. So we had a chance to look at the second interim reports at the finance committee meeting right before this meeting, and we were able to ask our questions that we had to staff, and the service provider was basically able to answer our questions. At this time, if you guys have any questions, I think the staff and maybe I can help with those. This is the second interim report. We already submitted the first one. It's one of the three reports that we actually submit to the authorizers besides the budget. So this is the last report before we close our books that we submit to the authorities.
Thank you.
There are some changes from the first interim report. We unfortunately lost some students and ABA changes, and that's why we had a little bit of decline in the revenue, and we had some additional expenses. At some sites, our CEO, Alfredo, was able to provide detailed information in terms of what schools had accrued more expenses. If you have any specific questions, we can go into details. But that's briefly about the second interim report.
My assumption is that everybody that's sitting on the board was present and heard the discussion that the committee had. There should be, I think, no more questions unless some. So, can we have a motion?
You make it?
Yes, I'm ready to make the motion to approve the second interim report for Magnolia Public Schools.
Can we have a second?
And the revised budget.
Yes, and the revised budget.
I'll second.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Orozov. Thank you, Mr. Galdia, for making that motion and seconding. I'll go ahead and take votes. Rabbi Belia?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanel?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Mr. Galdia?
Yes.
Mr. Orozov?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion carries for item 4B.
Thank you. To the committee.
Thank you.
Next we have item 4C, approval of MSA 3 ACES program subcontracting to Think Together. We have our Chief Operations Officer, Mr. Ajar, here to present.
Good evening, board members. This is Suat. I've been at MSA 3 for 1.5 months. I'm analyzing actually all the expenses, current budget condition and the budget for 2021. And I started actually making some action items. One of the action items that I decided with, you know, after talking to our team at the home office and actually our admin staff at MSA 3 to have some kind of a stable, consistent after-school program for the middle school. So what I noticed is there was two staff members. One of them was about to resign and resigned on 24th of February. And the other one actually doesn't want to work anymore in the after-school program, so no staffing. So I started talking actually with Think Together, the company that it was, you know, replacing YPI in most places. We also had an RFP, and then we just selected them to work at MSA 1 campus as well. So they are, its situation is almost the same. So they are running MSA 1, the high school program. We gave them the middle school program as well. Now we have the thing together for high school at MSA 3. So our plan is to move the middle school program as well to them. This is going to help us. Number one, as of now, we have only two staff funded under ACES at MSA 3. Based on our initial conversation with them, they are going to give us at least three or four actual staff members, so more staff members. Plus, they will have a regional supervision. Plus, they are ready to follow the plan that we submitted during the renewal last year. So it's a win-win situation for us. And the biggest win for us is there's fixed budget for ACES. The revenues are directly given to them. So there's not going to be any overtime or nothing else. So they have to run the program with more staffing, with the fixed actually money. The problem we have at MSA 3 is just overtime, kind of not above control at this point. At least actually for that staffing side, we are fixing that one as well. So long or short, it is a very win-win situation for us. There is a word over there, if you read the board document, the word is piggyback. That's a fiscal term and a kind of a legal term. As in a public school can piggyback, even a district's actually recent RFP. So what we did is, we did the RFP for MSA 1 in November. We are not going to run a new RFP. We are going to just piggyback on the RFP that we made within this fiscal year. So that's why we don't have an RFP. We will just give actually the after-school program to them, depending on the RFP that we already made within this fiscal year. I'm ready to answer any questions that you may have for me.
So MSA 2 has it as well, right?
No, MSA 2 doesn't have ACES grant.
No. Think together.
Yes, but they have the high school.
Yeah.
Remember, when I was a principal, it was the first time we got that $250,000. That, not we actually, but it is a different type of grant. The grant is received by a consortium that, you know, YPI was running that. Yeah. So fiscal agent, which means the one who receives the money was them. So they need like a land actually to put their program to get the money. And we gave them the land, our students, our ADA. And over time, you know, we used actually surrounding schools, they were able to come to us as well to earn the ADA. But that's different. The ACES funding is a different one. That's a middle school after school grant. The money comes directly to the school. So the school either can in-house the operations, which MSA 1 and 3 tried actually, you know, once, and run the program by themselves, or they can use actually some...
contractor.
We go with contractors, but like we have the CDE approved ones. We already work for MSA 5 and 7 with another company. So with this one, we just thought that actually working with the same company would just ease our actually services, and we deal with one company instead of multiple. So yeah.
So for next year, you're going to use the new...
Yeah, if you read the board report, it says that depending on actually the services we see, we will be able to continue with them. Every year we have a new MOU, so just like the other company does with MSA 5 and 7. And honestly, for every company, we ask for a new one effective as of July 1st. So that when the auditors ask, actually, do you have an agreement for this fiscal year, we just show it to them. Nothing changes. The only caveat that you will see in the board report is, I put a condition over there. In case of any kind of change in the revenue that we receive for ACES grants, that the revenue that that company will receive also will change. So we're not going to just make a saving or, you know, support the program with funding from our general unrestricted. No. Whatever money we will receive, that's the amount that this company will get. Same thing actually for other company as well. So we just are going to make sure the MOU that we will sign actually will be having this wording as well. The next thing that I have to say is the services will start effective as of March 16th. So they are ready and waiting for your approval at this point.
Thank you.
Any questions? Thank you, Mr. Rajar. So the motion here is to approve Magnolia Science Academy 3 to switch ACES funds from MSA 3 in-house operations to the vendor Think Together, Inc. to operate the MSA 3 ACES middle school after-school program as a board-approved subcontracting vendor, and assign the CEO and superintendent to sign the MOU.
I will make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Galdias.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Go ahead and take votes. Rabbi Beliak?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Galdiev?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanel?
Yes.
Mr. Orizal?
Yes.
Thank you. Item 4C has been approved. Thank you. Next, we have item 4D, approval of interorganizational loan to MSA San Diego and reduction in home office fee. We have our Chief Financial Officer, Ms. Montijo, here to present.
Hi, good evening. Staff is requesting for the board to approve an additional intra-organizational loan not to exceed $100,000 to meet the cash requirements of the San Diego, or San Diego School through June 30, 2021. The loan will have an accumulated interest rate of 1.9% every year for 30 years. And in addition, we are requesting an approval of a reduction in the home office fees in the amount of $34,000. $32,000 will be used for the tuition fee reimbursement that was not in the budget for our SPED student, and $2,000 is the improvement of our walkway at our new location in San Diego.
Any questions?
$34 is yearly?
No, we are requesting
one time.
Okay.
So this is Alfredo. Just to add more context, you as a board staff brought to you a position that was initially going to be reimbursed by our SELPA. So our staff is going to work to pay for those services. And unfortunately, that money hasn't come in, so we haven't been reimbursed. So for us, you know, obviously we have to pay for those services and give those services to our student. So we're basically doing that now. And then hopefully in the next couple of months, we get the reimbursement.
No, it will not be reimbursed. Tuition reimbursement is not, tuition is not reimbursable for SELPA.
So there wasn't any other expenses?
There's others that are
but not specific to this one. Yes, okay. So that's, again, initially when we brought this to the board, the belief was that this was reimbursable.
Correct.
So then now we've determined it's not reimbursable. So that's something that staff initially made that assessment, and now we've determined that that's not the case.
Other questions?
So in terms of the budget implications, this is Sardar. It says there is an attached schedule, but it's not here. Is it in with the package, or is it not included here?
It's not yet included. It's not board approved yet.
It was in the email that I sent out, but you're right. I didn't put it on board on track.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
But the school, it is scheduled to be paid back in 5 years?
Mm-hmm. Over 5 years. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no, it is on board on track. I'm sorry. It's page 2.
So this allows us to reassure the San Diego people that there is the backing that they recommended, and that we can move forward. And close out the last things at San Diego, is that right?
Yeah, and I think to add further context, if you look at the overall picture in terms of from the first interim, what's changed, going back to the second interim, we've had, when you take ADA plus number of students and you combine those, we've lost 4 students. The revenue, obviously, with the loss of 4 students is minus $34,000, and then expenses went up by $26,000, and that all of it is attributed to the start expenses, including this one. So then those two factors together gives us $61,000 more than what was projected in the first interim. So the school has done a good job to make sure that all revenue is linked to the expense, but when you have unexpected expenses like we've had for SPED, and that's incrementing, then that's what we have to do. So that's kind of what you see before you, and that's why we're passing that. In terms of the $34,000 for paying off the specific tuition reimbursement for the student.
Any other questions? Can we call the question?
Mr. Orzal, are you looking at the regular board meeting attachment?
Yes.
I guess so. Yeah, I'm opening it. The one through the link on the agenda.
So then it might wait. Give me 1 second. Because I pulled it up, so it might
if
be.
If it's on.
It might be
if
the.
If it's in the email, I can open it in my email. No. Just a second.
I'm seeing if it's on the finance committee or the other one, but it's on there because that's where I pulled it from.
Oh, I see. I opened it through the email, so that's fine. I can see it. Thank you.
Okay.
Other comments? Everybody on the same page?
Any questions for me?
Anybody want to make any comments?
If there are any questions, I can also answer questions.
Yes, we have a re-live San Diego.
I was here for finance meeting,
Mr. Sir, we have a motion from San Diego. You don't have nothing to say. Okay, go on.
Do we have a motion?
Let me read off the motion. The motion would be to authorize an internalization loan not to exceed $100,000 to meet the cash requirement for MSA San Diego to fund payroll and other operating expenses as needed, as well as approve an interest rate of 1.9% per annum applied to the temporary loan. Approve reduction of home office fees in the amount of $34,000.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Just to clarify something before we go on to vote. So this is the amount on the payments, the repayment schedule is $800,000. The $700,000 is an accumulated loan that we had in the past.
We're getting a lot of noise. I don't know if that's Mr. Orzov, but if it's someone else, please mute.
That's not me. So I was asking on the repayment schedule it shows $800,000. I just want to clarify that we're not voting on the entire 800. It's just 100.
You have approved $800,000 interorganizational loan total. That interest is $100,000. You approved in July $300,000. To cover the payroll, and $400,000 was approved in November, and then this one is $100,000, so that totals $800,000.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to clarify. And all the entire $800,000 was for San Diego, right?
I'm sorry,
but $800,000 for San Diego.
Only for San Diego,
correct. Okay, great, thank you.
Please mute everyone else, thank you. Okay, so Ms. Gonzalez made the motion and Mr. Galvia second, so I'll go ahead and take votes again. This is for 4D. Rabbi Belia?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanow?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
I'll vote no.
Mr. Orzov?
Yes.
Mr. Galvia?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries. Thank you. Next, we have 4E, approval of MSA 4 and MSA 6 Dean of Student Position for the remaining 2019-20 year, and this will be presented by our principal at that site, Mr. Absar. Are you on the line?
Good evening. This is Musa, principal of MSA 4. Our current discipline coordinator informed us that he will be resigning from his position as of March 13th. So we want to fill this position with a new position, Dean of Student position, which was not approved at the beginning of the year for the fiscal year. So, and this position will not have any budget impact because we are not going to fill the Dean of Discipline Coordinator position. So we need to fill the position with a Dean of Student position, and we need approval to hire somebody before our Dean of Discipline Coordinator will leave our school. So we would like to get approval from the board.
Any questions? Okay, so the motion is to approve the addition of Dean of Students position at MSA 4 and MSA 6 for the remainder of 2019-20.
Please mute. Go ahead.
Okay. For the remainder of 2019-20, do we have someone to make a motion? Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Mr. Galvia. I'll take votes. Rabbi Belia?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanel? Dr. Yapanel? Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Mr. Orizal?
Yes.
Mr. Galdiev?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanel? Okay, we will count him as absent for item 4E.
Okay.
Dr. Yapanel? Are you voting?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you. So he is voting a yes. So we have an approval. Our motion carries. Last action item is 4F, approval of MSA 4 full-time aid paraprofessional using general unrestricted funds. Mr. Garner, the principal from MSA 2 is on the line.
So thank you, board members, for your time and consideration. So I'm just going to kind of read through the background here and budget implications and then take any questions. So once again, I'm moving that the board approve an increase in staffing as follows, with the approval of hiring one full-time aid paraprofessional using general unrestricted instructional aid category of funds. The background is English learners and special ed students. Due to the high amount of English learners, which are 52, special education students, 64, and dual identified students, both ELs and SPED, 24, MSA 2 would like to provide more support to our students in the classrooms and in small groups. Paraprofessionals are instrumental in supporting our EL and special education students in the classroom, learning center, and throughout campus with attentiveness, reteaching, and modeling behaviors. Additional position was not included in the board-approved budget for fiscal year 19-20. Budget implications, MSA 2 proposes to use approximately $13,182. That includes PERS, Medicare, Social Security, unemployment, and in the estimate of the funds to add to this position for the remainder of the 2019-20 academic year. MSA 2 has enrolled 428 students. The current amount in the general unrestricted educational software category is $20,569. Pending board approval of creation of a new TA position starting 3-9-20, MSA 2 proposes to request a budget transfer in the amount of $13,182 from general education software category into the general unrestricted instructional aid category. That budget transfer will leave $7,569 in the general unrestricted educational software category and will leave $13,182 in the general unrestricted instructional aid category, which will leave sufficient funds to cover the addition of this new position without requesting any funds from the long-term reserve funds. Thank you so much for your consideration, board, and any questions, I am more than happy to respond. Thanks.
If there are no questions, thank you, Mr. Garner. The motion is to approve an increase in staffing as follows. Approval of hiring one full-time aid paraprofessional using general unrestricted instructional aid category of funds for MSA 2.
I will make a motion.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Mr. Galdiev. Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. I'll take votes. Rabbi Belia?
Approve.
Dr. Yapanel? Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Mr. Orzov?
Yes.
Mr. Galdiev?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanel said he's being muted. Sorry, we're trying to reduce the...
I think now...
There you go.
Okay, but I'm unmuted now, yeah. My vote is yes.
Thank you, Dr. Yapanel. The motion carries. So that is the end of action items. We have two brief information items. First one is a verbal update regarding our back office request for proposal. Ms. Montijo, our chief financial officer, will elaborate.
We posted an RFP for our back office service provider, our EMS contract ends at the end of this fiscal year.
And so we are requesting, we are waiting for bids from other back office service providers to for consideration as our back office service for the following, for the next fiscal year, 2020-2021. So far, I haven't received anything. It is, it's due, I mean, the last day for submission is March 23rd.
So is there a question about?
No, I was just pointing out to you that we have an RFP for a back office service provider. DMS contract is ending this year.
Thank you for that information.
Well, so I have a question.
Go ahead, Dr. Yapanel.
So DMS doesn't want to continue, or you would like to have more alternatives to consider?
But they are going to put in their bid. We just have to RFP it because it's over $25,000.
Okay, thank you.
The next update is our facilities update.
Patrick is on the line, I believe. He was.
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, Patrick.
Patrick, I want to inform you that the board voted to wish you a complete recovery. 5-4.
Can I guess who the four were?
Go ahead, Mr.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, so I will go through the updates school by school. For MSA 1, we are still in the process of waiting for LACO to approve the intra-organization loan to completely pay out the final invoices of Altman. And then just as a side note on that, I did speak with Altman today. I think they've been extremely patient with us. And in fact, today they informed me that they were going to go ahead and take their retention to some of the subcontractors who have been hinting or threatening, as the case may be, that they were going to file liens against the property. So, you know, I think that's they don't have to do that, but they're going ahead and doing that, and I think I'm very appreciative of that. We are also in the process of obtaining the permanent certificate of occupancy. We've been occupying under a temporary certificate of occupancy that expired on the 25th of this month. One of the last remaining pieces was getting this commissioning report completed, and that was delayed for various reasons. But we do have the final report in hand. We have to collect some additional signatures. I'll be working with Altman to submit the final paperwork to the city. And it may require one more inspection, but that will just be from the chief inspector as opposed to the mechanical, electrical, or plumbing inspectors, so it should go fairly quickly. You can look towards getting an update on that at the next meeting. As far as the sale of the land to the city, we are working with the architect to develop a site plan to examine how this is going to impact our parking and just the overall layout of our two parking lots. So that's in process. And we do have a proposal for an appraisal, so that's be done. I will move on to MSA 2. Let's see. The LED, I'm going to move to the Prop 39 piece of it. The LED lighting project is in the process of being corrected by the lighting contractor. As you know, or as you may recall, the contractor had not installed correct equipment, so they are just in the process of remedying that. The HVAC project drawings have been approved by LAUSD, so now we are waiting for LAUSD to assign us a contractor, and the goal here is to complete this installation over the spring break which is in April. So that's moving forward. Moving on to MSA 3, the Prop 39, the co-location is in process. I think that was addressed previously. As well as the Prop 39 energy efficiency grant, we have an LED lighting project that will be moving forward, so we're looking to complete that. MSA 4, we had a substantial Prop 39 energy efficiency grant. We did do a very small energy efficiency project, but we can't do the HVAC project, but we could conceivably do the lighting project. And given that we are going to be on the campus for at least another year, I am revisiting whether we should move forward and use those funds anyways, because otherwise they're just going to revert back to the state. So that's a conversation I'll have with Alfredo and the team to see if that makes sense. Let's see. And for MSA 4, the Prop 39 co-location, that is in process as well. MSA 5, same thing as far as the Prop 39 co-location. The energy grant project, the LED lighting project, is in process. We're waiting for some responses from LAUSD, but that one is moving forward. MSA 6, Prop 39 co-location, same thing, that's still in process. As far as the Prop 39, Prop 39 energy efficiency grant, that's been completed. MSA 7, capital improvement, you may recall at the last facilities committee and full board meeting, we were approved to undertake some capital improvement projects at the school site and to pay for those projects with a reserve. The work is almost complete. There's just a little bit that's left. In the middle, or when the work started, we had some plumbing issues that were unforeseen. Those were repaired, but that necessitated a change order per the committee's request. I did send a notification to the committee, so that piece moved forward. Let's see, MSA 8, as far as the Prop 39 energy projects, the LED lighting project is completed, we should be done there fairly soon. Let's see, moving on to MSA San Diego. The DSA closeout is still in process. We're trying to get the inspector of record to focus some time on this to help us get it closed out. Charlotte Brimmer is leading that effort. We did have the leaking roof repaired, and we were able to use the San Diego Repair and Replacement Fund. We also did get approval from the bondholder, Hamlin Capital, to use the San Diego Repair and Replacement Fund to pay for a few other repair projects around the campus, such as the restrooms need some work, and some sinks need to be installed in some of the classrooms. So we did get approval for that. There's still about $290,000 in that fund. That's also supposed to be used for the MSA 1 closeout. We won't need all that much money from MSA San Diego Repair and Replacement Fund. So this we should be okay using this fund to make these repairs. So we just need to move forward with that, get some bids and schedule the work. MSA Santa Ana, We are talking to the city about putting the traffic signage for the school that was recommended in the traffic study that was conducted, I think, 2-3 years ago. That got, unfortunately, did not get completed, but we're now going back to the city and seeing what we can do. Charlotte Brimmer is helping me with that. She's already gone to the city once, and she's going to help us push that through. And there are various other issues at MSA Santa Ana that I am working on, and I will have more updates at the next meeting. That's all, and that's what I have. If anybody has any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
I want to just comment. I have a good, great sense of we're making some headway, Patrick. Thank you. Thank you for moving things ahead.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Mr. Galdeyev, given that it's your last meeting, would you like to adjourn?
Wait, can he, if he says it, can he just say on the agenda it reflects 8:13 as the end time and I'm adjourning at the time? 8:08. It'll be the first time we've actually finished before the agenda say we're going to finish. So we're 5 minutes early. Okay, oh, that's in honor of you.
We can talk for 5 minutes.
Can we? No, go ahead. Adjourn us.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
Wait, he hasn't adjourned us. He hasn't officially adjourned us.
I thought it's a
journal.
It's a better pizza.
The
journal.
Can
you
adjourn, Mr. Galdeyev? It's 8:08.
Yes, it's 8:08, and we're adjourning the meeting.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.